Such was the case with Simon, who was so focused on vanity and glory that he failed to recognize his own benefit. Similarly, the Jews sacrificed their salvation to the devil due to their vanity. This is the root of idol worship, which roused up the pagan philosophers and led them to disaster in their erroneous doctrines. Notice the absurdity of this obsession. Because of it, some deliberately impoverished themselves, while others eagerly sought wealth. The force of vanity is so strong that it controls the most opposite behaviors. Hence, one person may feel vain about purity, whereas another feels the same about indulging in immorality. One takes pride in justice, another in injustice. It drives some to luxury and others to fasting, some towards modesty and others towards recklessness, some to riches and others to poverty. I mention poverty since some, when they had the capacity to acquire wealth for the sake of admiration, chose not to. But the apostles were different. They proved their freedom from vanity through their actions. When some hailed them as gods and were ready to offer them lavish sacrifices, they not only stopped this action but even tear their clothes in disapproval. And when they made the lame man walk, and everyone gaped in awe, they said, "Why are you looking at us as if we made this man walk through our own power?" Of those who admired poverty, they chose it for themselves while living among those who scoffed at poverty and extolled wealth. If they received anything, they shared it with the needy. Thus, charity, not vanity, was their motivation. But the vain love glory above love of mankind. They squandered their goods on foolish, selfish pursuits. Unlike the apostles, who received and graciously offered up necessities, sharing with those in need so generously that they frequently suffered hunger themselves. Had they coveted glory, they wouldn't have practiced this giving and receiving for fear of suspicion. For someone who discards their own possessions for vanity's sake would certainly reject the gifts of others, not wishing to appear needy or arouse doubt. Yet the apostles we observe not only caring for the poor, but even begging on their behalf, showing their deep capacity for love.